We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the online, highly bioavailable version of Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. And Bill, I have a question for you. And I saw this headline, and I scanned over the article, and it left me with a whole bunch of mixed feelings. It was talking about different states and different legislation trying to make experimental new drugs that might be years away from being approved, if they're approved, being made available to desperate people, say people whose lives may be over soon with cancer or life-threatening diseases. There's some new medications on the horizon. I mean, part of me, I see the compassion angle. Part of me is very cynical, though. I feel like a lot of these drugs that go through the testing process are miserable failures, and are people just asking for more trouble? What's your take on all this?
I think the drug companies are, you know, advancing these patient rights groups, right to try laws is what they're calling them. It's in the New York Times. And so now they're going to skirt around, and, you know, they've got the political clout to do this, all the approval, which they've skirted around anyway, all the approval regulations, all the stepping stones to get an FDA-approved drug have been violated. And, you know, after an FDA-approved drug is approved, then they're supposed to provide continual safety data so that we can compare drugs in diabetes or high blood pressure against each other for the long-term safety. And they're not forthcoming about this. So they're keeping drugs on the market far too long. They're hurting people. And then the FDA looks the other way, and when they made a lot of money, then they sanction them, give them a little slap on the hand, and they're back in business again with some other drug doing the same thing. But now they want, well, does anybody remember the movie? I didn't remember seeing it, Dallas Buyers Club. The poor guy had HIV, and he had to smuggle unapproved treatments in for people, you know. But they're using that as an idea of this. That was way back in 2007. But at any rate, we know that nature, the biological action of virtually every prescription drug can be duplicated with things like amino acids, vitamins, minerals, herbs that are in health supplement stores. So what all the FDA is doing is making things expensive and blocking a free market where there'd be competition in price. And, you know, someone once said, I think it was John Stossel of ABC News, we should just let the public decide what works as long as it's safe. Forget the FDA. Just, you know, it would get out online and people said, well, you know, my headache was, resolved, and enough people would say it, and that's kind of like that. But at any rate, the FDA and the drug companies have a kind of a lock hold on these things, but now they want to skirt around actually getting drugs approved. The patients have a right to try, and they're desperate, and they don't have anything else. Of course, we've been yelling, screaming, fighting, and throwing temper tantrums for quite some time about right to try a drug, but you won't try a dietary supplement that has equal or better biological action. And the one I want to bring up today is the one we mentioned before, which is metformin, which is glucophage by brand name. And we'll get to that. In fact, I'm going to reach for notes that I can't find. But the metformin is an anti-diabetic drug, and it's a wonderful drug in the sense of, if I can say it's a wonderful drug, it depletes vitamin B12, B1, and magnesium, but it does lower glucose production out of your liver and then help control your diabetes. Well, It's used by millions of people, and by lowering sugar levels that are coming glucose, out of your liver, cancer cells live off of sugar, and so what happens is cancer cells don't thrive so well on metformin. They think it's already reduced the mortality rate from cancer by 25% among people that use metformin. But the issue is, how does it work? And it works by raising a little enzyme, a protein in our body called AMPK. Here's the headlines I was searching for. Metformin is also good for atherosclerosis, that is,
hardening of the arteries.
Plaque, hardening of the arteries that develop in our arteries and so on. But it works by raising this little AMPK molecule. And it says here, overly conservative FDA label prevents many from using metformin with adult onset type 2 diabetes, and I don't want to go into all that. But the point is it works. Oh, we're just, it's so wonderful. And here we are, we have a molecule that comes from grapes, and it comes from giant knotweed, and it's extracted to make a resveratrol pill, known as a red wine pill, and it elevates AMPK 200 times better than metformin. Of course, we can't use it because it's not FDA approved. What are you kidding? What do you mean you can't use it? You need to be informed consumers and know that resveratrol pills have been on the market for 10 years. We don't have any deaths associated with the use. There are some side effects, particularly if you're overdosing, using too much. Nothing that's going to put you in a doctor's office. We've been involved in formulating and selling, marketing resveratrol pills for a decade, and I can tell you the side effects are infrequent and transient and certainly usually don't cause anyone to go to a doctor's office. So the issue is that it's safer. Resveratrol right now, 10 years of use, is safer than most prescription drugs on the market today. Safer than aspirin, which kills quite a few people a year. They think it aspirin, just bleeding, hemorrhages in the brain, and
Rice
bleeding,
syndrome and things
bleeding
like that.
Gastric ulcers. It causes about 6,000 deaths a year. Well, we certainly don't have that with resveratrol. So where we are is the patients are seeking a right. Well, they're just being prompted by doctors and drug companies and shills for them. But they won't try resveratrol. They won't. I mean, cancer's pretty, terminal. Pretty. They don't have any real cures, as terrible as that is to think about. So you wouldn't try resveratrol. I give a speech at the end of the month for National Health Federation. It's about all this. It's about that we've known for 100 years how to cure cancer, and it involves the drug metformin, and it involves resveratrol. We're talking about that at the National Health Federation 60th annual banquet and dinner. If you are listening to this program and you live in Southern California or elsewhere and you'd like to fly in, our sponsor, Longevinix, has purchased 100 tickets for that event. It's January 31st. It's in Woodland Hills, California. But you go to thenhf.com, thenationalhealthfederation.com, and send them an email. You'll see the invitation there. It's $120 for a dinner ticket. And if you say that you know Dave Stouter, who will be there, as well as Bill Sardi at that event, we're going to be there. I'm delivering a little talk, as I said. You can tell them you heard about it on the radio, and you need tickets to get in, so you need to make a reservation. Send your email in to the NHF, mention our show, mention our names, and they will get you a ticket back in the U.S. mail. So you can get entry. We bought tickets. You get a free $120 dinner and certainly all the other wonderful things that come with it. There'll be gift bags and everything else. Believe it or not, you got to get in. There's only 100 seats that we purchased, but you'll have a chance to hear more about that. TheNHF.com.
Wow, I didn't know you were going to say that, Bill.
It's time is limited, and I know a lot of those seats are already taken. But see if you can get one. I think you'll enjoy it.
It's sort of while supplies last, in other words.
Kind of while supplies last. It's just kind of a gracious way of for me, because I'm sensitive about those 13 people that show up to listen to me talk all the time. I guess I have to buy my own audience, so here we are. We got the free ticket, so show up and I'll see if free works. I'll see if I can even get 100 people to show up. So, no, it's an event that National Health Federation is likely have 200 or 300 people there on our own. We're just helping sponsor it, and there are free tickets for the event. It's January 31st in Woodland Hills. Go to thenhf.com. And, of course, this is, the power of the drug companies to prompt people to have, right to drugs before they're approved. And, Longevinix, the red wine pill, our sponsor, petitioned the FDA to us to use Longevinix for people that were terminal in the sense of their eyesight. They had no hope. All therapies had been, exhausted, and they were going blind. And we asked the FDA in a petition, would you allow us to use our drug, only in these cases, our natural remedy, and to use it and report any side effects real time as they occurred, and certainly try to help these people before they permanently lost their vision? And the answer was no.
Yeah, and I want to make this clear. You didn't just, call somebody at the office. You filed the formal legal petition.
We did. You're allowed to file a legal petition. By the way, the resveratrol pill Longevinix has been in the market for 10 years. It's, as I say, safer than aspirin and most drugs. It has been tested for toxicity the same way drugs are and passed that test. And so we do have, it's been used in humans trials. It was used in a small group in Japan, and it vanquished the first sign of blood vessel disease. It's been used in humans for macular degeneration, retinal problems, the back of the eye, and rescued people. Dr. Stuart Richer is the doctor who's done that research at the Veterans Hospital in North Chicago. We don't pay him to do it. They selected the pill there and used it. So the point is, it's safe, and if it's safe, what's the risk? A little bit money out of your pocketbook if you're losing your sight. And by the way, not every resveratrol pill will do. You can go online to the story of Joyce Brown, Dr. Joyce Brown, who used 17 different brands of resveratrol pills before she found the one that worked to save her eyesight was Longevinix. We cannot make the claim that it cures, prevents, or treats a disease. We can report to you the truth. And so you make up your own mind. Those are the facts as we know them. And the FDA won't let us rescue people who are going blind and have no other remedy. They have no other options. And yet here they are with this right to try law. So that when they want to come up with these things, you can use drugs before they are approved if you are in a desperate situation with a condition in which there's no other therapies left. So thank you very much, Big Pharma. You're going to have it your way. And I'm reading here, the drugs doctors get paid the most to promote. And ProPublica, you can go to their website. Drug makers, it says here, spend $20 million a year trying to convince physicians and teaching hospitals to give their freshly patented drugs to patients. But many of these drugs are near copies of existing drugs that treat the same conditions. And then, of course, they're overpriced.
Well, Bill, I looked at that list, and I didn't recognize most of the names, and that did – you just said that. That struck me that so what are they spending the most money on? Is it the best drug? No. They've got new ones that still have their patents, and they're –
Well, the FDA is allowing drugs that are newly patented, but they're not necessarily more effective. Can
right.
you believe that? The FDA is just making Wall Street run, drug stocks. That's all it's there for. It's not there for us. So, and the FDA has kept doctors from seeing the real data, how to compare which are the safest cholesterol-lowering drugs, which are the safest blood pressure drugs. They don't allow us, anybody, to get a clear picture of how to compare these medicines. There have been a number of doctor critics about all this. So, and here we are. We beat the drum for dietary supplements, and the public listening to our program, I'm not sure they're completely convinced. They're partially, they wouldn't listen to this show. I think they take the medicines, and then they take the dietary supplements, mix the toxins with the natural remedies, and cover all the bases, make their doctor and our show happy, you know, make us happy. But it's not about make us happy, it's make you healthy.
I'll tell you Bill, I think you're right. That's how people see it. I'm going to do the drug, the toxin.
I'm confused.
And this,
I don't know what to do. I can't stand up to my doctor. I don't really know what to do. And so, it's kind of one of those things.
Well,
It says here in Australia, they're starting to catch on a little bit, at least a little bit, deregulating complementary medicines, herbs, vitamins, minerals, would save $70 million a year down there in them thar land in Australia.
I hope that's contagious.
Well, we're talking about a free market here. So if we had a chance to market out in the free market and show people, the death rate would go down and this terrible overpriced medical system we have, which has priced itself out of the market, would give us a chance to compete on an equal footing. And the FDA does not allow you to continue marketing a dietary supplement if it gets approved, if it's shown to cure or treat or prevent any disease. Then it's declared a drug from there, and you can't go back and offer it both as a supplement and a drug. And then it'll have to go through the drug distributors and all the other things, and its price will be extremely high. And that's all the FDA is doing.
All right, let's give our audience a moment to digest what we've just told them. Let's take a short break and hear from our wonderful sponsors, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We're online anytime. Anytime you want to listen. And, if you've been driving around the car and hearing us on terrestrial radio, wished you had a friend or loved one with you that they could hear it, it's so easy now. Send the link to the show. Share us around. We would appreciate it. Bill, I wanted to, just before we move on, there was an article about antioxidants not extending life. I saw that headline and looked through it. You sent it to me as well. But I wanted to go back to, we were talking about the FDA and regulation and studies. And here's another catch-22 I don't think the audience may understand. A lot of people, will say, oh, well, we want studies. We want studies in the dietary supplements. Now, as you said, Dr. Stuart Richer, who had no ties to our sponsor, Longevinex, conducted a very positive study with the actual product, and it had very, very good results. And I'm even being a little vague about it because I'm not sure what I can say. And the very fact that you have that study, and yet if you come on the air and say, hey, everybody, Dr. Richards studied our product and it did this, you might be running afoul of the law, right? So even though you have the study, but you can't talk about it because you may be implying that a dietary supplement prevents, cures, treats, blah, 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 et cetera.
Well, there's a lot of et ceteras here. So
yeah.
Which topic are we on? Antioxidants?
I'm just pointing out that there are studies on a dietary supplement. And yet we have to be circumspect in just telling people the truth, yeah. And I want people to understand that.
Yeah, well, we have small studies, and, of course, the doctors all say there's not sufficient evidence yet. Well, but they refuse to do the studies. The National Institutes of Health, which has most of the research dollars, has not conducted a single study on a resveratrol pill, a red wine pill. And everybody knows resveratrol, red wine, supposed to be good for the heart, you know, and so resveratrol, a molecule found in red wine, and not one study in a decade on that subject. So this is what they're doing, and then you can't beg for more research that you refuse to conduct. So this is what's going on. And I do see, you know, there's some legitimate criticism on the other side over here. Top-selling eye vitamins don't match scientific evidence. Again, that's because they refuse to produce the studies. And if you go to Europe and you want to look up, for instance, eye vitamins, fish oil and macular degeneration, you'll see all the studies out of European journals say, use it, it works. And the stuff coming out of the National Eye Institute here in the United States, part of the National Institutes of Health, is don't use it. Their analysis. So it's ineffective. So the point is, we're getting played around politically in these issues. If you have macular degeneration, you should be taking fish oil. You should be taking vitamin D. Certainly vitamin D, particularly if you're a smoker. And you should be taking a little bit of resveratrol. In Europe, they're having great success with actually melatonin, the bedtime supplement to help you get a little sleep. And I think that one comes from if you get more sleep, you have more hours of repair in the dark to repair the back of your eye. I think that's how that works. And you should be on supplements like that, yet they're claiming there's no evidence yet. Well, there's no evidence. A lot of the medicines that the doctors are prescribing have been disproven already. If something is unproven, it just means they haven't studied it yet. So it's a little bit overstated. But let's go into some criticism here. Extra antioxidants may make little difference. It's a study on published by Reuters, the big British news agency, and it says a long-term study of retirees in California, vitamins A, C, and E, says there was just really no scientific that eating a diet with lots of vegetables and fruits is healthy. We're back to this again. Wait a minute. The five fruits and vegetables a day was found not to improve mortality, reduce mortality in any way. That was years ago, and now they're repeating this again. And we're not talking about vitamins, and yet the story goes on and to say, don't take the vitamins. They were only taking foods. And so, you know, a food isn't going to stand up to a cigarette. You know, cigarettes are going to deplete.
Wait a minute. This study wasn't about supplements. It was just about foods?
No, yeah, it's a headline all over the place. It won't do you. Well, you know, you're not supposed to eat fruits and vegetables. Well, I don't get the mixed message, but, I mean, a point apparently we do. The issue is it's about little difference. Let's see. Was that mortality or prevention of disease? It was prevention of disease. You know, if you're going to smoke, resveratrol can't counter that. Vitamin C can. Lutein and lycopene and beta-carotene can because that's what smoking depletes your carotenoid pigments and your vitamin C. So it's very important that you use the right supplements for the right condition. But the point is, they did this, and this was a survey. They didn't do blood levels. They didn't do anything else.
Yeah, wait. I want to underline that. They did this by just calling people like what once every several years and asking them what they eat. They didn't, so they don't really know anyway. They didn't actually.
Well, due to lack of absorption and so on, we just don't know if it ever reached a significant level enough to prevent or cure a disease. So that they keep this public relations machine going, and yet they say the supplements don't work. Foods didn't work. And yeah, they're good for you. They're better than the bad foods. But when you're really chasing diseases and sometimes trying to overcome a bad diet, you really got to get into the supplements and reasonable doses, more than you find in diets. Well, I mean, the amount of resveratrol in the diet is very small, maybe a milligram. In blueberries, there's a little bit of resveratrol. That's in micrograms, a thousandth of a milligram. And then you get into red wine, which is fermented and concentrated. It might provide you 1 milligram resveratrol. You probably need 50 to 100 times that much resveratrol to prevent, and maybe even a little more to treat diseases. And so, you know, sorting it all out is what our program's here for, and there is such a thing as using too much resveratrol. The studies show that increased antioxidants like vitamin E kind of reach a certain level, and then it doesn't really add much to the program. And that's true, with almost everything, and we're finding, okay, about 200 units of vitamin E or 200 milligrams will be about right. So unless there's some rare conditions that you might need more. So the issue was, as you increase the vitamin E, they were trying to get you to think that it increased deaths. Well, not really. What happens is that people that are really ill tend to use more dietary supplements, and therefore it was associated but not the cause of – you see, the folks that are sicker use more vitamins. Well, therefore, so kids who get hit by cars happen to be wearing tennis shoes. So tennis shoes must cause – the deaths, the pedestrian-related deaths of kids running across the street. No, it's just associated with it. And this is what you get. So vitamin E was not to blame for a very, very tiny increase risk of death among supplement users, but supplement users tend to be sicker, and they say they're healthier. But the ones who are really using those megadoses tend to be using it trying to get some therapy out of it. So that's
right.
That's the balance of the story.
But Bill, I want to go back to this. So here's a headline online in the news, said antioxidants do nothing for a longer life. And people read that, and there's hundreds and hundreds of supplemental antioxidants. But what you're saying is basically they just took phone surveys of people's diets over a certain amount of years, just food, with no real idea of what people got and didn't get. And it does just seem it's a worthless study. It's worthless.
Yeah, every year they come out with some nutritionist saying, you know, supplements don't work and a good diet. And they say it over and over. And 5 servings of fruits and vegetables didn't work. They went into the National Institutes of Health, and they're saying it again, just in a different way. But it's a food study. And then they're kind of saying don't take the pills. Now, so everyone gets this. Your body has an internal antioxidant system that's much more powerful than any antioxidants that you can take. Doesn't mean don't take antioxidants like vitamin C and E. It just means it works better. So those internal enzymatic antioxidants are glutathione catalase and superoxide dismutase, SOD they call it. So you can turn on those internal antioxidants by taking something that is slightly a biological threat, a mild biological threat. Doesn't mean it's mortal, doesn't mean this is bad for you. Something that stresses your body. Now, if you go to high altitude, you lack oxygen, you're going to turn on that internal antioxidant system. If you go into radium springs where there's mild radiation, or down a mine shaft in Montana, get a little bit of radon gas, you're going to see your internal antioxidant system turned on, that catalase, superoxide dismutase, glutathione. If you take a resveratrol pill, it mimics the same thing it's a little bit, it mimics calorie restriction, that you're out of food, not total starvation, but just lack of food. And that turns on that internal defense system. Now, you're only going to get that effect if you take somewhere between maybe 50 milligrams and 300 milligrams of resveratrol. Too much, the benefit goes away. Too little, and the benefit goes away. So the only tested resveratrol pill to actually do that, it does it by a little gene called NRF2. And the only pill that was tested to show it was in the right dosage range and did all that was Longevinex, our sponsor's product. If you want to know about it, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. But you can turn on the internal antioxidant system in your body. It's much more powerful. Doesn't mean it replaces taking vitamin C and vitamin D and all these wonderful things that we really need to take and get in our diet. We don't want to be deficient in those nutrients. But the biggest defense, the biggest thing you can do to live long is something like a resveratrol pill to turn on your internal antioxidant system. And that tells us why the foods and some of the supplements don't work. They're good for us. And they erase some of these effects because I told you that a resveratrol pill is just sends a signal. It's not toxic itself, but that there's a signal something's wrong, and it turns on the defenses in our body. Guess what vitamins A and C and E do? Erases that. Sure, they're detoxifiers. So it's not going to turn on that.
Interesting. So it's a whole balance.
It didn't hurt you. It just turned off that internal antioxidant system that got turned on by something slightly stressing to your system. So, and what does that tell you? And try not to take your multivitamin at the same time you're taking your resveratrol pill. Anyway.
Hey, Bill, let's take a break here, but I want to ask you more about NRF2. As you said, this thing that turns, one of the things that can turn on these internal antioxidants besides our sponsor Longevinex. And I'll give you the number again real quick, folks, 866-405-4000. We'll be right back.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again. And the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Don't be shy. Email the show. haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question, give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio, health journalist, investigative health journalist, Bill Sardi. And I always make sure I want to put that adjective there because this guy is digging in. I just have to say, impresses me all the time. Yours truly, Dave Statter, the health warrior. You know, one thing we should clear up, Bill, I want to go back into those internal antioxidants in a moment because I think probably a lot of people's ears perked up. But, you know, fish oil, I've always thought that's one of the most important supplements, omega-3. My advice to people is take enough so that you grow gills. I'm being a little funny, but, you know, I think people go back and forth. Fish oil works, doesn't work. I had a guy once tell me, Bill, that fish oil didn't work. And I thought about his statement, and that's sort of like saying an apple doesn't work. And his thing was it didn't lower his cholesterol, and I'm going, well, that's not the goal. But anyway, should we put much stock in omega-3 supplementation?
The entire population of the United States is vastly deficient in omega-3 oils. That's an oil or a good brain fat. Your brain doesn't work right without your nervous system doesn't work right. It's a sheath. It coats the nerve cells in your brain. And sure enough, the latest headline, fish oil really does help boost your memory. And they found out after 6 months with the older adults that it reduced the amounts in people of Alzheimer's disease. Wow. And this was really – and I think it was not pills. It was fish. But it did go into the point that you probably can't get enough, and probably what you ought to do is take the supplements. So the memory test scores improved against those who took the, quote, dummy tablets. I'm getting a laugh out of that.
So you dummy got, tablets.
You became a dummy on the dummy tablets, and you were smarter and had a great memory with the fish oil. So two-thirds of people in Britain, this is where the story emanated from, never even eat fish, so they don't have omega-3 in their diet. Look, omega-3 has to totally be acquired from the diet, and your brain doesn't work well, your nervous system doesn't. It does thin the blood and prevent blood clots. It does reduce inflammation. You know, they think aging is so critically linked with inflammation, they call it inflammaging. So this is why fish oil supplements have boomed over $1 billion in sales in the United States, and they really ought to be $10 billion. It's just the folks got to wake up. They're widely available, and that's good. Okay, other supplements that are good for you are, according to the news, a meta-analysis. They take all the studies, group them together, and just kind of see if there's a trend. And they found that folks taking garlic supplements, Journal of Clinical Hypertension, tend to reduce their blood pressure by an average of 3.75 to 3.39, so 3.39 to 3.75 millimeters per of mercury, you know, the little column they have for testing your blood pressure. So, you know, it's not as much as the blood pressure drugs, but it's going in the right direction, and it's close to what some of the blood pressure drugs do. And they can't really get one blood pressure drug to bring your blood pressure under control, so they use one or two or three. So they use an ACE inhibitor and a beta blocker and a whatever else they use, diuretic. These are the typical things they use, and they're all problematic. And they found that it is important to get allicin, the key ingredient, out of it to make it work. And they show how many milligrams you're supposed to have and so on. Well, you're not getting any allicin in common garlic pills. And you may not be getting any allicin in the garlic pills that say they have allicin in them, because they're tested in a water bath. And when they get in your acid stomach, you can put it in a dish of vinegar, which is acid, and it won't turn into allicin. Allicin is not in your garlic pill. It requires an enzyme to activate it, and then you get the allicin. The enzyme is destroyed by your stomach acid, except in the Garlinex capsules that go to garlinex.com, G-A-R-L-I-N-E-X. Watch my online presentation at a little Chalk Talk. It was formerly, by the way, branded as Garlazyme. Garlinex is its new name. And, you know, you really do get the full amount of allicin as if you were crushing a fresh clove of garlic. But you get it without all the garlic odor and breath and pungency on your stomach. And, of course, what's not to like about Garlinex? It's, I think it's like $11.50 for a month's supply. But if you buy a three-month supply, you get a fourth-month supply free. Your total outlay is about $8.60 a month, and the shipping's free. If you want to find out, people love garlic.
Oh, yeah.
Get the right garlic pill. You know, what have we said, David? The most expensive dietary supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. Get one that really does, proven in humans, produce allicin, and you can call 866-674-3955 during weekdays. 866-674-3955. Leave your name, phone number. They'll get back with you. or go online, garlinex.com, G-A-R-L-I-N-E-X.com, and place an order online. And it is, hey, the best, what do they tell you? You know, you're ordering, buying something, quality, service, and price, pick any two of the three. Not with Garlinex. You get quality, you get service, and you get the lowest price. Garlinex, 866-674-3955. It's a wonderful deal. And I'm reading here, David, if you calorie restrict animals, take away some of the calories out of their food, or just deprive them of food, you're going to double their health span and their lifespan. And then it shows here, calorie restriction controls a little gas that's produced when we eat called hydrogen sulfide. Now, hydrogen sulfide, we call it volcano gas, but it's kind of what a gas attack is when we have it personally. It's what the cows expel and we expel. And it says here, no, you're not going to have a gas attack, but you need a little bit of it in your arteries, and it sends a health signal in your body. Remember I was telling you a little bit of something that's troublesome, a stressor? Well, hydrogen sulfide gas. I mean, if you breathed four whiffs of it on the side of a volcano, you probably wouldn't be around the planet too long. But you're just talking about a little bit of it, and it has an easily distinctive odor, like a sulfur springs or rotten eggs. And if you get a little bit of that, it says here that it's as good. It's the part calorie restriction. Well, you can make hydrogen sulfide gas from garlic and mimic being deprived of food, mimic the advantage of fasting, your calorie restriction, by taking a garlic pill like Garlinex. And it says here, hydrogen sulfide gas improves glucose metabolism and even prevents hypertrophy, that's, an enlarged heart, in animals. Now, true, these are not studies in humans per se, not all of them. But here it's trying to tell you you can lower your blood pressure, and you get a longer blood pressure lowering effect with garlic if it produces real allicin and it's time release. And Garlinex is now available in two forms, capsules and the Garlinex tablet, which is time release, has 2.5 hours of prolonged hydrogen sulfide gas effect, helps control the blood pressure in the normal range. So good for you to know, Garlinex, GARLINEX.com, makes a little gas that triggers the defenses in your body. It dilates or widens your blood vessels to control your blood pressure naturally. Garlinex, GARLINEX.com. Remember, we can't say it prevents, treats, or cures a disease, but we can say that it's helpful for promoting healthy blood pressure in the normal range. So that's the good.
And Bill, these constituents that we associate with garlic and Garlinex, allicin, hydrogen sulfide gas, I just want to be clear on this. With all the many positive compounds in garlic, again, you only get these two if you either macerate fresh garlic and eat it or take Garlinex. Is that pretty much sum
it up?
Advertising.
If you have fresh garlic at home, crush it, macerate it really good, let that allicin be produced from the enzyme allainase. Now the problem is, how do you down it? It's real pungent on the throat, really biting in the stomach, really odorous. And so a lot of folks, is the main reason why they don't go after fresh garlic. And if you want it, the world's first alkaline buffered garlic pill, Garlinex, really minimizes that to the point where most people don't even know that any of that's going on. So most people will say, wow, I just didn't realize you could take a garlic pill and it wouldn't cause that burping and all that other problem that you get. So it's certainly worth it. Garlinex, you'll hear about it over and over again, and the price is right for most consumers.
All right. And again, isn't it true that the hydrogen sulfide thing also has an impact on that NRF2 you were talking about that turns on the internal antioxidants?
That's right. Again, we said, look, we know that garlic's pungent. It's sending a signal. Whoa! We just kind of... And so that little bit of turn the defense on, which we get from a garlic, turns that defense on, and it's the NRF2 switch, the gene that then turns on the internal antioxidant system. Only you get it for $8.60 a month. You don't have to, and it, you assuredly, this is being produced, and you need that Allicin molecule to do it. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
All right. And again, folks, that's 866-674-3955. I just want to say one thing for those of you that call the toll-free number. You are not inviting a lifetime of harassment. The people there are really nice. They'll help you out. They're not there to harass you, just to help you get you information. So don't be afraid to use that toll-free number. We're going to take a short break here. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here, you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for neutrophobia.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955. 674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We would ask you to, if you like this show, share it with your friends. Even if you don't like it, please share it with everybody, if you would. Just kidding. But yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, investigative health journalist, Bill Sardi. Bill, it seemed like, you know, you were sending me some articles, and I was looking in the news website. It seemed like there was a lot of health information in the news this week.
There was. Dietary supplementation, well, not with a pill, but with tomato juice in patients with metabolic syndrome. That's the diabetes. You got sugar problems. You got weight problems. You got blood pressure problems. It's just a little glass of tomato juice. Now, tomato juice can be a little bit sugary, but it seemed to help. 27 patients were analyzed over a four-week period to up to 2 months. There was a control group, so they tested it. There was a significant group in inflammation, improvement in inflammation, and endothelial dysfunction, that is the inability of the blood vessels to widen or dilate, with tomato juice. Wow, that's interesting. And says something good there, and so just don't mix it with vodka. And then, you know, we're back to our story again. Cardiovascular complications of calcium supplements. This was in the December 10 issue of the Journal of Cellular Biochemistry. And we keep talking to folks, you know, in menopause for women, don't be taking calcium supplements. Get it out of your diet. You don't have a deficiency of calcium. You have a deficiency of estrogen. If you want to replace estrogen, get bioidentical hormones or try some of the mild plant phytoestrogens, they're called. You get that out of flaxseed, flaxseed meal, flaxseed oil, more in the flaxseed meal, the crushed seed. Or you can resveratrol is the best phyto, safest tested phytoestrogen, plant estrogen. About 1/7,000th the strength of your estrogen, but it sends the same signal, so that's quite interesting. Also in the news, I picked up something from last year, Journal of Parkinson's Disease. It's kind of interesting. They took a patient with Parkinson's, and they gave that patient nicotinamide. Gee, that's niacin.
Mm-hmm.
And here we present the first detailed description of an original case of Parkinson's where it was due to pellagra. In other words, niacin cured the Parkinson's disease. I wonder how many other folks out there with Parkinson's disease just are deficient in pellagra. It's that simple to fix. Nobody's looking. How would we ever know?
Wow. I've heard that some people actually who were diagnosed with schizophrenia, certain ones, recover with niacin.
There is a group of folks that's what goes on. Something else wow. I've been wanting to talk about, if you want to go to my Knowledge of Health website, knowledgeofhealth.com, and look up Bill Sardi on your browser, Bill Sardi and zinc, the modern zinc deficiency epidemic. And that's the topic. And something I want to point out about zinc. Most Americans are deficient in zinc. I found out I was, found out my child was. When you're deficient of zinc and you're going to have babies, those babies are more likely to be dyslexic and have trouble reading and so on. When you're deficient in zinc, you don't have your immune system working properly. You've got warts and things on your skin. You've got little white moons at the base of your nails. You know you need zinc. And they're talking about something here that's really overlooked. Let me give it to you. Journal of Pharmacological Reports, September 2008. Antidepressant activity of zinc.
Wow, really?
Journal of Pharmacological Reports, November 2005. Zinc and depression. And Journal of Affective Disorders, this is the newest one that caught my attention, November 26, 2014. A new target in antidepressant development, zinc. Wow. I wonder how many folks are on antidepressants. Millions. And are just, you know, the drug companies are making a fortune getting people dependent on those drugs. And here we are. It's just zinc. Folks, if you're taking 10 milligrams or getting 10 milligrams of zinc in your daily diet, you're maybe absorbing one of those milligrams. It's really difficult to get. Most dietary supplements are going to have at least 15 milligrams, we hope, in there. And probably you're going to need a little more because of absorption problems. We get older, you may need as much as 25 or 30 milligrams, kind of the level that I take these days. And I found that, every once in a while when you eat chocolates and nuts, they're high in arginine and they trigger a herpes infection. I got a little cold sore or shingles or Bell's palsy. Those are all caused by herpes infections. I didn't have those, but I had a little cold sore. And I couldn't get rid of it at times. And vitamin D and C and quercetin are very good at quelling a herpes cold sore. But I couldn't do it, and I found out if I just even touched a piece of chocolate, it would trigger a cold sore in my lip. And then I found out I was zinc deficient, and it went away. And I can eat chocolate again. Not that I'm a giant chocolate eater, but I trying to help people with a whole lot of things to put it together here. Zinc, we're massively deficient. And so, gee, when a guy like me can overlook this and miss it. So make sure you're getting enough zinc, and it's a good antidepressant. By the way, other good natural antidepressants, folic acid. And if you're really getting depressed, vitamin D is certainly the winter blues. Your mood lifts as you get vitamin D pills. And if you're really depressed and you can't figure out what's going on, I see this in a lot of older folks, then when we take folic acid, we end up making something called SAMe, S-adenosylmethionine. You see it in health food stores, drug stores, SAMe. wonderful antidepressant. It's costly. You need to take about 1,000 or 1,200 milligrams a day, but it can really pull you. And it's an anti-inflammatory. It means your brain is inflamed when you're depressed and so on. Good natural antidepressants we're listing. We added zinc to the list, and SAMe and folic acid and vitamin D, particularly the winter blues type depression. These are all, and another good, wonderful natural antidepressant called an MAO inhibitor is, drum roll, resveratrol. So there's our list of natural antidepressants for you.
Hey, Bill, if I can chime in, you know, they found that when it comes to folic acid, that the typical kind you find in dietary supplements, food fortification, and even the kind you would naturally find in foliage and foods, often we don't convert it very well to its active form. So I'd alert everyone that they now, most of the companies, the good companies, are offering L-methylfolate, which is just the fancy name for the best kind of folic acid. So if
it is. Now, don't get too much of it, because you can cut down on the amount of folic acid you use. Don't get too much. Just it's a little lower dose, but it's a good thing. Some of us, about a third of us, don't convert folic acid back. It's the oxidized form. It's folic acid of folate. Folate you get from green leafy vegetables. It's an unoxidized form. I eat a giant bowl of greens every day of some kind. I love parsley. I love endive. I love, various kinds of lettuces. So those are things. Spinach, of course, is on the list. So they're going to give you a lot of the B vitamins, particularly folate, but not the oxidized form, folic acid, which works. It works for you. But for some folks, maybe that have a metabolic issue, a genetic issue, you may need the folate itself. Dave Stouter is warning you. Dave, your store, Apple Health Foods, Redwood City, California. For folks that want questions answered, they can get a hold of you up there in Redwood City. You do ship hard-to-find dietary supplements to folks all over the world. Apple Health Foods in Redwood City. That phone number again?
Well, we got a couple of people. You know, if you want questions, I have a toll-free hotline, 1-800-67-APPLE. That'll go directly to my voicemail. And then if you want to call the store, it's 877-277-5343. I'm there Thursday through Monday.
Hey, I got a lot of plugs, I know, and I gave you one. What was the number again?
877-277-5343. You know, I wanted to ask you something, Bill. I don't know if you saw this. I'm looking at a picture. I brought it up on my computer. They've had at the Michigan Clinic, they've had on display some fast food that they bought for 2 years. And it looks just great. No signs of molding, rotting, anything. It looks just like it came off the grill 2 years later. You know, when you're talking about how deficient we all are, and people are saying, oh, no, you know, my doctor says I just need to eat a meal. I mean, you know, there's a lot of fast food eaten in this country, and I'm just looking at this. It's like the ice cream that didn't melt. Some ice cream sandwiches from one of the big box stores because it was mostly stabilizers. But, I mean, folks, if you think you're getting enough zinc from your food or from your hamster vitamins from the drugstore, for instance, it's not happening. Just get quality supplements, and potency works.
If we have any time, Dr. Joyce Brown, I mentioned her earlier, got her vision back with the Longevinix red wine pill. Has a new book out. We were talking about depression. If you're really depressed, well, some folks don't want to live another day on this planet. They can get really depressed. Joyce Brown's new book, Heavenly Answers. You know someone who's really depressed and is thinking about not living another day on this planet. Get her book, Heavenly Answers, and give it to your friends. This is a sad subject to deal with here. There's an 800 number you can actually counsel with Dr. Joyce Brown for free. She's just helping people that really get down and out about life's challenges. 800-434-5924. 800-434-5924. You be an angel. Get Joyce Brown's book. Give it to a friend who's really down in the dumps. And we've talked to you sometimes. Somebody to talk to can make a difference. And I can tell you, Joyce Brown has talked to a lot of folks. Life is worth living. She'll tell you why. And she's gone through a lot of trials in her life, and I don't think anybody has had worse trials. And so she can talk to folks in a way that you just can't believe. 800-434-5924 is Joyce Brown, the book Heavenly Answers. Get a book for your friends. If you have someone, I know a good friend of mine has had two or three friends commit suicide, you know, so this is what we're talking about, and I don't even like using the word here on the radio. So, you know, we're about health, we're about living, we're about finding a reason for living, and so that's what our show is all about. And when you get confused, don't call me. Call Dave Stouter at Apple Health Foods.
and then I'll call Bill for you and come back with a brilliant answer. And it happens all the time. Hey, Bill, we're trying, you know, the purpose of our show is not free drugs. It's drug free. We want you to be healthy. We want you to not be under the thumb of modern medicine. I think it's brilliant, often in a crisis. I think it fails pretty miserably when it comes to chronic things. I think that's where you want Mother Nature. So we appreciate you listening online. We hope this is more convenient for you, so you can listen anytime you want, and we want you to share the program.
Go to our website, which is let's see, what have we got different ways to get there? BillSardiShow.com,
HaveAHeartHealthRadio.com,
and sign up. And when you sign up, then we're going to tell you every time a new show is blasted. You're going to get a little email that says, hey, it's a new show's online. So you don't have to start wondering when the new shows are posted up there. We'll send it to you. You can listen at your leisure. And that's something that is good. Get on the list. What is it, David? HaveAHeartHealthRadio.com?
Yeah. I think it's just HaveAHeartHealthRadio.com.
We merged. You know, I somehow merged myself into a joined at the hip thing with this Dave Stouter guy that I can't get rid of, and so he's with me now forever and ever. And thank you, David. I really appreciate you. And, you know, so the issue is, Have a Heart Health Radio. Ask BillSardiShow.com. It's not Ask Bill Sardi.
Hey, Dave. Bill, I have a question for you, because I was setting out a little promotion for our program here, and I made a claim, and I want to make sure it's right. How many years' experience do you have sort of in the natural health field as an investigative journalist?
I started somewhere around 1992, that era. I was writing my first book about eyes and nutrition. I had been in the ophthalmological field selling lens implants, marketing those for people, but wondered our health system was going to run out of money sometime, according to what I read. And I realized preventive medicine had to get somewhere. I also had a little health problem of my own. After you reach age 40, you hit the wall. Realize, you need reading glasses. You need all kinds of things. I had a digestive problem and really realized, wow, a little bit of natural betaine hydrochloride, a little bit of stomach acid to help you when you're eating goes a long way. And I wasn't paying attention. You know, if you ate anything with dairy in it, I'd be burping all night. I was lactose intolerant. So trying to put it all together at that age, mm-hmm. in my 40s, and today I'm 69 and a half years old. So it kind of all started back then, 1992. I wrote a book, Nutrition in the Eyes, the first book on that subject. And since then, I've written about 12 health books and had a good time doing it. And we'd like to share it with bigger audiences and help more people, but we can just do one at a time. You're the ones that's listening today, so we hope you do. And we hope you call on Dave Stouter for questions. Practical questions of everyday answered in health food stores. You can get those answers from Dave Stouter at Apple Health Foods in Redwood City.
So you and I have darn near 75 years of experience, and that's what we want to make available to you in this program. We'll be back soon. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to share it with your friends.
Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.